Okay, so off we go. So as we sit here today, maybe for you the first time you've had the opportunity to sit for a period of time uninterrupted by external factors. We're taking the opportunity to become familiar once more with our body and its various parts. How we respond to our body, what our feelings and thoughts are about this and about any sensations that may arise. Watching how the mind responds to these various aspects of being. And as best we can, we're coming to this as a fresh experience. And as we've been practicing over the previous weeks, the first thing we tend to do is become aware of ourselves sitting or standing. Maybe even saying to ourselves, "Hello, body, how are you today?" Coming to ourselves as best we can with a sense of kindness and compassion. Firstly, noticing points of contact with chair or floor, feeling the slightly heavier pressure of the body in these areas, and our back also, if we've got our back against a chair or cushion. Allowing what's going on around us to fade as best we can into the background as we bring our attention to the body sitting here. Taking steps as best we can to stabilize ourselves by anchoring with the breath and the breathing. In whatever way works best for you. By now you will have perhaps developed a rhythm that suits you. So tuning into the breathing as best you can. Noticing the reactions of the mind as it gently pays attention to the rhythm of breathing. Maybe even noticing the mind start to slow down. And become more watchful. and allowing our sense or awareness of breathing to fade into the background as we become aware of our left foot, the top surface of the left foot, and then each of the toes in turn as best you can without moving them. And then the underside of the left foot. Noticing any sensations there. You may feel heat. There may be throbbing after a day at work. Aching. Tenderness. Or maybe even nothing. And then guiding the attention to the heel of the left foot, noticing the sensations here. And then the inside and then outside of the ankle. Now gently tracking sensations that may be present in the calf muscle from ankle to the back of the knee, noticing what's there with kindly awareness, allowing things to be as they are. Guiding the attention to the front surface, the shin. Again, tracking gently from ankle to knee. Noticing what's there. Noticing how the mind relates to paying this sort of attention. And as best you can, being aware if the mind decides it wants to go off on a little journey away from the body part we're paying attention to. And then all we're doing is noticing that the mind has gone away and we're gently guiding it back. Now allowing the attention to rest in the back of the left knee. And the kneecap itself. And then tracking gently from the back of the left knee, the underside of the left leg, or the backside of the left leg if you're standing, tracking gently from the back of the knee to the buttock. Noticing the sensations if you're sitting, the difference between the sitting part of this part of the body and the part that's resting. And then guiding the attention on the upper surface of the left leg, gently from knee to hip. Now allowing the attention to move to the right foot, and the top surface of the right foot, and then the toes in turn, seeing if it's possible to recognize each one without moving them. And then the underside of the left foot. Maybe also noticing any difference in sensations in this foot compared with the left foot. And allowing the attention to gently move to the upper surface, to the lower part of the left foot, then the heel, and then each side of the ankle in turn. And then gently allowing the attention to move up the calf muscle of the right leg from ankle to the back of the knee, noticing what sensations are here. There may be tiredness and aching after a day at work. Might feel a little sore, a little tender, a little hot. Or maybe there are no sensations there at all. Maybe this part of the body feels quite different from the left calf. And all we're doing is we're noticing that as best we can, without judgment, accepting what's there. Now we're gently allowing our attention to come to the shin, and once again tracking the shin from the ankle to the kneecap. And then allowing the attention to experience the back of the knee and the kneecap itself. And now guiding the attention gently to the underside of the right leg, or the back side of the right leg if you're standing. Gently allowing the attention to move up this part of the body from the back of the knee to the buttock. And now allowing the attention to move to the upper surface of the right leg, or the front surface if you're standing. Guiding the attention gently from knee to hip. Noticing what's there. In as friendly a manner as possible. Thank you. And now allowing the attention to gently move to the front side of the pelvis, scanning from one side to another in whichever way suits you best, noticing what's there. And then the back side of the pelvis, scanning from one side to another, again noticing what's there. And if any particular parts of the body so far are attracting a special attention, we're allowing as best we can the attention to rest gently with these. If the sensations are uncomfortable, breathing into those sensations on an in-breath and letting go on an out-breath. Allowing and letting be as best we can. And now gently allowing the attention to move up the back from the pelvis. In the lower part of the back, noticing what's there. Noticing maybe any sense of holding. And as best you can, letting go of that on an out-breath. Or maybe tensing and bracing. Likewise, letting go on an out-breath. And now allowing the attention to gently move up to the mid-back. And the shoulders. And then guiding the attention to the front part of the body, to the belly area, the abdominal area, and the chest area. Noticing in turn sensations that are there and what those sensations are like. And then letting go of this particular part of the body and guiding the attention to the top surface of the left hand. And thumb and fingers in turn, as best you can without moving them, seeing if you can become aware of each of these. And then the palm of the hand. The inner surface of the wrist, then the outer surface of the wrist. Maybe there's a little bit of tightness here if there's been a lot of writing done, if you're left-handed. Maybe breathing into this part of the body on an in-breath and letting go on an out-breath. if there is tightness there for any reason. And then guiding the attention along the inner surface of the left arm, from wrist to the inside of the elbow. And then the outer surface, the forearm, from wrist to elbow, gently scanning as best you can. And then allowing the attention to gently rest on the crook of the elbow. And then the elbow itself. And then scanning from the crook of the elbow up to the shoulder. Getting a sense of what that big muscle there feels like. And then likewise on the outer surface of this part of the body from elbow to shoulder, gently scanning, finding out what's there with kindness and compassion. And now allowing the attention to move to the top surface of the right hand and the fingers in turn, seeing if it's possible to notice these without moving them. And then the palm of the right hand. And the inside surface of the right wrist and the outside surface. Again, noticing any tension that may be resting here after a day's work. Maybe there's been a lot of writing done. And if it's uncomfortable, breathing into it on an in-breath and letting go on an out-breath. And then gently guiding the attention up the inside surface of the right arm from wrist to the crook of the elbow. Then up the forearm from the wrist to the elbow. And likewise, scanning now from the crook of the elbow up to the shoulder, on the inside surface of the right arm up the bicep. And now the outside surface of the right arm. From elbow to shoulder. Now scanning the top of the shoulder from the left shoulder to the neck. And noticing what's going on here. Breathing into any tension on an in-breath and letting go on an out-breath. And then the same for the top surface of the shoulder, from the shoulder to the neck. And then scanning the back of the neck. From the back up to the base of the skull. And the front surface, scanning from the throat up to the chin. And now gently guiding the attention over the back surface of the head. The top of the head. And the face. Paying attention to forehead. Left eyebrow. Right eyebrow, left cheek, right cheek, left jaw, right jaw, mouth. Getting a sense now maybe of the head as a whole. Adding in the shoulders and the arms to that. Then the torso. And then the lower body. As best you can, getting a sense of the whole body from head to toe. Maybe breathing into the whole body on an in-breath. And letting go on an out-breath. Now coming back to awareness of ourselves sitting here breathing. Sense of the body as a whole. The breath coming in and leaving.